This is a Fox News alert. Tragedy in Texas. I'm Lee Silasara.
Enough is enough.
Vice President Harris speaking in Washington after the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, west of San Antonio.
As a nation, we have to have the courage to take action.
President Biden expects to address the nation soon. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz in a statement said today is a dark day. We're all completely sickened and heartbroken. And an update in the number of casualties, 18 children and one teacher dead.
This casualty count continues to go up. As we know, other people were being treated at other nearby hospitals. We just got off the phone with the mayor of Uvalde, Texas. He told me two of his staffers just found out they lost children.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Uvalde. The 18-year-old gunman is among the dead, believed to have been killed by officers. A reported member of ISIS accused in a failed plot to assassinate former President George W. Bush. The man, Shahab Ahmed Shahab Shahab, an Iraqi national, has been in the country since 2020, according to the FBI. He was taken into custody in Ohio.
It is believed that he traveled to Dallas last November for a surveillance mission where he shot video of the president's home in the surrounding neighborhood. This is according to an FBI search warrant application that was filed on March 23rd. Shahab also recruited an entire team to join him in this murder plot. He was planning to smuggle people here into the U.S. across the border with Mexico.
Fox's Jillian Turner. In the primary election in Georgia, where polls closed an hour ago, Democrat Stacey Abrams has secured a place on the ballot. She was unopposed in the race for governor. On the Republican side, incumbent Brian Kemp, backed by former Vice President Pence, is hoping to fight off a challenge by former Senator David Perdue. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The new study points to people living in areas of Ontario, Canada, dealing with a tougher fight with COVID-19 linked to air pollution.
The group, exposed to fine particle matter, nitrogen dioxide, and ground-level ozone, are at an increased risk of being admitted to the intensive care unit, the Canadian Medical Association Journal reported Tuesday. Those substances can cause chronic inflammation and help the virus gain entry into human cells. The scientists figuring out chronic exposure to ozone specifically carried an elevated risk of death from COVID-19. Researchers from the Canadian government's Health Canada analyzed data on all 151,105 people ages 20 and older who had confirmed coronavirus infections in 2020 in Ontario. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Republican lawmakers in Indiana override the Republican governor's veto banning transgender girls from competing in girls' sports. Government forecasters are predicting another active hurricane season.
NOAA is predicting 14 to 21 named tropical storms in the Atlantic Basin this summer, with 6 to 10 growing into hurricanes, and then
3 to 6 major hurricanes ranked as categories 3, 4, or 5.
NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad speaking in New York City. FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell reminds that last year's Hurricane Ida impacted 9 states, destroying homes and killing people.
It affected coastal, urban, and suburban communities. This shows me that no one is immune from the effects of these tropical storms.
The season begins June 1st. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
U.S. births bumped up 1% last year, but the number of babies born was still lower than before the pandemic. The CDC says it believes last year's uptick reflects pregnancies that were postponed during the early days of the pandemic. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.